On Robinhood Radio, it has been a rough month and a half around here for people who are legends in the community. We lost Jack Murtaugh first, George Holtzgruebe just last week, and of course, over the past couple of days, truly a legend in this area, and not just in Salisbury, but Bullitt Sherwood passed away. So we introduced Willie Hallahan this morning. It's sporting a cause, and we'll get to the causes in just a moment. But Willie, first of all, I called you the minute I saw it. Your remembrance on Facebook that you posted about Bullitt Sherwood, and to do it in such short numbered words and to get the impact that you did, it was truly magnificent.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Marshall. The man deserved the best that we can give him, and that's what I can do. I can write about the man, and hopefully it resonates with people.
Well, for people who aren't on Facebook and who haven't seen it, I think what we'll do for the first portion, before we get to what we would normally do, is have you read it, because it really hits to the heart of who the man was and how he affected the community.
Sure, I'd love to. This is for Bullitt. You know you've made your mark on the world when you are recognized by one name. Elvis, Bono, Ali, Bullitt. This bear of a man with an outsized heart had both a handshake that could and did break bones and a tenderness that anyone whose child has ever sat on Santa's lap knows well. His unfiltered style and complete disregard for its consequences made Bullitt the freest man I've ever known. Much has been written about Bullitt Sherwood since his passing on Friday, with much more to come, no doubt. The stories that will be told, both outrageous and moving, are the stuff of legend. He was already a legend by his high school years. Imagine Bullitt as we've known him as an adolescent. He famously locked horns at Housatonic Valley Regional High School with the equally legendary principal, Doc Stoddard, by arriving to class in a Santa costume, for which Doc kicked Bullitt out of school. Doc won that round. And yes, Santa Claus was Bullitt's alter ego even back then. The arc of Bullitt's life reads like a series of larger-than-life stories. Military service, auto accidents that would have taken the average man, service to community, service to nonprofits, love of family, his eulogy to his son Joey. The list is long. I'm sure Bullitt would describe himself as a simple, uncomplicated man with an equally simple philosophy. Pop cheeks, his rebuke to propriety and pretension and convention. Rest well, my friend. We love you and we needed you. Pop cheeks.
And I can add in here that services for Bullitt will be held calling hours from 2 until 9 p.m. That'll be at the Lakeville Fire Station on Friday, June the 7th. And then the funeral will be at St. Mary's Church at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 8th, and then on to the Catholic Cemetery for burial in Salisbury. A moment of silence for Bullitt Sherwood. All right, I guess we can take a look at some of the events that you have listed. Of course, Willie runs the website sportingacause.com, which is a website dedicating to helping raise funds with athletic events, athletic endeavors. So, Willie, the floor is all yours.
Okay, thank you, Marshall. Today is the second day of Connecticut Trail Day. That's Connecticut's homage to National Trail Day, which is a national event that was held yesterday. And in Connecticut, there are 250 events over this two-day period, all held at national and state parks and trails and so forth. And they're not just walking events; they're hikes, they're educational walks. There's a horseback ride, I think. There are paddles. There are all kinds of things going on. And if you're interested, even if you can't do anything today, ctwoodlands.org. That's Connecticut, ctwoodlands.org, is a resource to find out all the things going on in Connecticut. So, excuse me, even if you can't make an event today, you can find out where all the trails are, and you can take advantage of them in the future. Now, next Saturday, June 8th, the Wamogo FFA tractor pull is taking place over at the fairgrounds in Goshen. This is an event for garden tractors and vintage tractors and all kinds of different categories. And that's free for spectators and a $10 entry fee for participants. And there'll be food trucks and all kinds of things going on. And that benefits the FFA program at Wamogo High School. Also next Saturday, the Purple Heart Annual Memorial Motorcycle Ride is taking place in Torrington. That's a $25 fee per person. I think it's to give you a discount if you have a rider, like $35 for the two people. And the proceeds benefit veterans programs in Connecticut. On Sunday, June 9th, the Peach Hill Park 3rd Annual 5K Run Walk. That's at Peach Hill Park in Poughkeepsie. And the proceeds from that benefit the park itself. It's upgrading and maintenance. And also next Sunday, the, I think I can say, world-famous Litchfield Hills Road Race will be kicking off for the 43rd year. It's a 7.1-mile race. It's listed in running magazines as one of the top running events in the country. It's had notables like Bill Rogers running in it. The whole town turns out for it. They have a big dinner the night before. They have entertainment. The town green, and you know it's a good-sized patch of ground, is just wall-to-wall people for the event on Sunday. And then they have a bunch of junior races for the youngsters, which is a gas to watch. 200-yard runs, definitely worth the trip to Litchfield next Sunday. And then on Monday, the following a week from tomorrow, Monday the 10th, there are three golf tournaments going on. There's the Litchfield Open over at the Torrington Country Club. That's going to be in its 29th year, long, long time. And the benefits, the proceeds benefit the Litchfield Sports Booster Club, which will send funds to the local high schools. Also on next Monday, the Amenia Lions Club, in its 27th year, will hold this tournament at the Copaic Country Club. And the proceeds from that will benefit scholarships and community projects in the Amenia area. And last but not least, next Monday is the Murphy Open, the tournament where the only rule is that there are no rules. And that will be held at the Egremont Country Club. This is a 24th year. It was run for years and years by Fred Stevenson, and now Jeannie Solider and the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce organize it. This year they've got an extra spin on it, and that there's in the middle of this tournament is a fashion show. There's an extra charge for $10 for anybody who wants to strut their stuff. And the proceeds from that, from the show, benefit the Bargain Barn. And the benefit, the proceeds from the tournament itself will benefit local VFWs and American Legion posts. And that's about it, Marshall.
Still a busy week, lots of different activities, lots of chances for people to get out there. And I think the main thing is have fun. But while you're having fun and doing what you want to do athletically, you're benefiting and you're helping fund things that wouldn't happen unless you actually raise the money.
That's right. They're win-win situations. That's what I love about the events I cover.
Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallihan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.